We're turning now to that new report on one of the most intractable problems faced by the health service, the shortage of hospital beds in the Midwest. The report by the Health Information and Quality Authority finds that there's an ongoing risk to patient safety, and it says there's an immediate need for action and investment. When it comes to how the situation should be tackled, it outlines three options: an expansion of capacity at University Hospital Limerick, the development of a second hospital site nearby, or the provision of a second emergency department in the region. This third option would effectively mean the development of another hospital. According to HICWA, while that might be valuable in the long term, it wouldn't address the immediate problem. It's 16 years now since emergency departments in Ennis, Nenagh and St John's were downgraded. Since then, there has been persistent overcrowding in Limerick. Well, to look in detail at the report's findings, we're joined by HICWA's Director of Healthcare Regulation, Sean Egan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before we talk about your suggested solutions and go through those, can we look, first of all, at the scale of the problem in Limerick? What did you find?
So this review outlines very clearly that there are ongoing deficits in relation to capacity relative to demand for services within the region. We know that there has been investment in services in Limerick, particularly in regards to inpatient bed capacity over recent years. And there will be additional capacity added over the next number of weeks in the shape of a 96-bedded block, which is all welcome. But we've identified that that additional capacity is still not enough to treat current demand in terms of inpatient bed capacity within the region.
So how many extra beds then are needed in the Midwest as of now?
Well, our estimate is that currently there is a deficit of about 90 beds relative to what will be provided by the end of this year. So that the current bed capacity is around 530 beds. It will move to 650, but we think they're about 90 beds short. And the capacity that needs to be added is really of the type that can treat patients who've got more severe illness, those patients who require all of the range of services that need to be provided in a Model 4 hospital currently within the region in order to treat their ongoing diagnostic and treatment needs.
Does all of this really date back to 2009, when people in the Midwest were promised a considerable number of extra beds in Limerick, something that didn't happen?
Well, certainly that's the origin of this issue. There was a centralisation of emergency care within the region. In concept, there was good reasons why that was required, but at the same time it was identified that at that time 267 beds were required to be added to the region. The change to configuration of services coincided with an economic crash, and as a consequence of that, the investment didn't happen, and Limerick has really been behind the curve in terms of capacity relative to demand for services ever since.
Let's look then at the three options, and the first of these is expanding the existing hospital in Dura Dáil. Is there room for that?
Well, through this review, we've identified that the HSE have themselves done an analysis, and they believe that there is the potential to provide all of the necessary capacity that's needed both now and into the future on that site. It is also notable, however, that there is a second 96-bedded block that is planned to be developed, but that is under planning appeal at the present moment in time. So what we've identified through this review is that there is the potential to develop the capacity, but there is a judgment call to be made as to whether it can progress at the correct rate in order to meet demand and keep ahead of that demand curve going forward.
The second option then, building new facilities on a nearby site. Tell us about that.
So in providing the second option, what you do get is the benefit of a site close to Dura Dáil. It's less change than developing a whole new service. But at the same time, it does provide for more flexibility and capacity to expand services, which in some ways gets around the issues that we've identified potentially in relation to challenges with developing the Dura Dáil site. So within that option, you retain a singular emergency department, and there is a sharing of staff, which is a critical dependency in terms of expanding services going forward.
And have you identified a particular site in the area, or is this more a theoretical proposal at this stage?
That's an operational matter for the Department of Health and the HSE, but certainly we are aware that there is work ongoing to identify potential sites in the interest of good planning for the region going forward.
Tell us then about the third option, which is the most radical one.
So we've identified that the main issue here really is a lack of inpatient beds, and there are different ways to provide this. One of the options is to provide a second Model 3 hospital within the region. So what we're talking about here is a hospital that has enough services to justify the opening of an emergency department. And in providing that Model 3 hospital, what you're doing is essentially splitting out emergency care across two emergency departments within the region. There are potential benefits to that option, but there are also challenges. The first challenge being the length that we know that it can take to provide infrastructure within the state. And obviously,
people. We have ample examples of that at the moment.
We do. One of the other challenges to note is a challenge in terms of staffing as well. In order to be able to stand up a Model 3 hospital, you need to significantly extend the types of services that might be provided in Model 2 hospitals. You need 24/7 critical care. You need stroke care, cardiac care, acute surgery over a 24-hour roster. And in order to be able to do that from a standing start, that's quite challenging. So really what we've identified is that the third option, a Model 3 option, is something that needs to be considered, but it's a longer term option. And to provide the necessary capacity that's needed to address the deficit that exists now, that capacity really needs to be added through either option A or option B, as we've gone through through this interview. Mm-hmm.
And just to focus for a moment on that third option, because I know that there's likely to be a huge amount of interest in this in the Midwest. Are you saying that what would be needed here would be an entirely new hospital, or would it be possible to upgrade Ennis or upgrade Nina?
Yeah, so you wouldn't necessarily need to develop a whole new hospital. What we've identified through our advice is advice that would apply either to the development of a new site or the extension of a pre-existing site. Ultimately, a policy decision needs to be made here in relation to whether this is a viable option going forward from a policy perspective. But in doing that, there will be a requirement to do further analysis from an infrastructural perspective. But the option could be the further expansion of a Model 2 to become a Model 3 or development of a new site.
And if this new hospital or expanded hospital, if it was to be given the go-ahead, where should it be situated?
Well, the report hasn't gone to that level of detail because ultimately a decision needs to be made as to whether this is the preferred long-term option. And as a regulator, it wouldn't be our place to step into the policy.
That's a political decision.
It is a political decision. But if the decision is made, there are various different options in terms of where it could be provided.
Ideally, then, and thinking longer term, which is not something we've been very good at over the past few decades, should expanding capacity in Limerick, should it be accompanied by the provision of more beds elsewhere in the region?
Well, I think all of these options need to be considered, and you're quite right. We do need to look to the long term. One of the challenges through this work is that the projections in terms of future demand are quite broad. Earlier today, the ESRI, who've worked with us closely in the development of this advice, have provided projections to 2040, and the range of possible requirements for beds are quite broad. So what we've identified through this advice is that there is a requirement for a flexible approach to planning. Because demand, as we know, can often outstrip some projections. So there may be value in looking at a combination of options. And if the third option in terms of the development of a Model 3 hospital is there, further investment will be required in the short term to provide necessary capacity, most likely on the Dorador site.
Sean Egan of HICWA, thank you very much for joining us on the News at 1.